Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Chav Gimel, 5 lines at the bottom of Daf Chav Beis on Beis, we're beginning with the new Mishnah. And before we begin, let's just remind ourselves about a Gemara that we learned on Daf Gimel on Beis and Daf Tal on Aleph, where we saw that there's machlokes between Rab Meir and Rab Elezer, if Eidi Chasimakarti or if Eidi Mesirakarti, and we stated that according to Rab Meir that holds that Eidi Chasimakarti, then when the Pasuk says, V'chasav lo Sefer Krisis, and we learn out that you have to write a Get Lishma, is he referring to the actual Ksivas HaGet, as that does not have to be done l'shma according to Rav Meir, and when the Torah states v'chasav lo, it's referring to the ikar ksiva of the get, which creates the get, and that is the chasimus edim. It's the signatures of the edim, and that has to be done l'shma. However, according to Rav Elezer, who holds edim asirikati, so therefore it can't be that v'chasav lo is going on the chasimus edim, because you don't actually need chasimus edim at all in any get, as a get is kosher just with the edim asira, and therefore when the pasuk says v'chasav lo, it must be going on the actual ksivas haget, and the Ksivas HaGet has to be done l'shma, and when the Sefer writes this get, he has to write it l'shem this isha and l'shem this man. And the third shita that we saw was the shita Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that not only does the Ksivas HaGet have to be done l'shma, but the Ksivas HaEdim has to be done l'shma as well. And our mission now begins, HaKol Ksherin Lichtav Es HaGet, that everyone is kosher to write a get, afilu cheresh shaita v'kotin, even a cheresh, who is defined as someone that can't speak and can't hear, he's ein medab ve'ein shemeya, and a shaita and a kotin, and the Gemara will discuss that how could it be that a cheresh shaita v'kotin could write a get if they're lav nei day in the know, and as Rashi says, v'yodi lichtav l'shma, and they don't know how to write a get l'shma. And the Mishnah continues that even though the pasuk says v'nosan, that a husband has to give a get to his wife, and therefore it would seem that a husband has to write his own get and he has to own the actual get. However, zok the Mishnah, ha'isha kai seves eskita, if she wants, the woman could write her own get, and as Rashi points out, that once she writes the get, maknasi labal, she'll be makna the actual get to the husband, v'chayzu meisul alagirishin, and once the husband now owns the get, he'll be able to give the get to his wife, l'shem gerishin, as it will be a kiyum of v'nasan. And as we saw before, the chiddush is that even though this woman is only being makna the get to her husband for a moment, and one may think that she was not gomo makna to her husband, and she only gave it to him mitar she'ila, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is that she's makna to him l'gamri, and the Mishnah continues, v'ish kaisa l'shevri, and we know that once a husband gives payment to his wife for a ksuba, he wants to make sure he receives a receipt from his wife in order to prove at a later point that a ksuba was paid in full. And usually the wife should be the one who writes the actual sheva, or at least pays a sefer to write the receipt. However, a husband can decide to actually write the receipt or pay a sefer to write the receipt. And the Mishnah ends off, she'in kiyum haget al b'chisamav. And let's learn the Mishnah at this point, according to Rav Meir, that the Mishnah is saying that since according to Rav Meir, the validity of a get is based on the signatories that are signing in the get, and therefore the actual ksivas haget and the ksivas hasheva is not so important, and therefore, even though a woman would write her own get, or a man would write his own receipt, that would still work, because at the time that the witnesses signed in the get, for example, the get already belonged to the husband, as the woman already gave the get to the husband, in order for the husband to go and get Edim to sign onto the get, and that is the point when the get becomes kosher, and therefore there is no problem even though the woman wrote the get, and the same would apply to a sheva, that even though generally the woman should write the sheva, but since when the husband wrote it, there were no Edim on it, and then afterwards he gives it to the wife, and the wife gets Edim on the sheva, so that would also suffice according to Rav Meir, who holds Eidi Chasimus Kati, and the Ikka part of a get is the Chasimus Ha'edim. And keep in mind that ultimately we will see that the Gemara will have three different ways to understand our Mishnah, and according to two of the Mahachim, the Mishnah will actually be going Lefi Rabbi Elezer, and if so, we'll have to see how could we explain the words that the Mishnah uses of She'en Kim Aget Al B'Chisamav according to Shitas Rabbi Elezer. And the Gemara begins, and at this point of the Gemara feels that our Mishnah is going like Shitas Rabbi Elezer, who holds that Eidim Asirikati, and therefore when the Torah says B'Chasav Law, it can't be going on the Chasimus Edim, and therefore when the Torah teaches us B'Chasav Law, and we learn out that the get has to be done l'shma, that's referring to the actual Ksivas HaGet, and the Ksivas HaGet has to be done l'shma, and therefore the Gemara begins and asks, that how could our Mishnah state, HaKol K'shein Lichtav Zaget, Afilu Chereshet V'Katan, if they don't have Das, and as Rashi says, V'Yodi Lichtav L'shma, and they don't know how to write a get l'shma. And the Gemara now brings three terutzim. I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna brings the first terutz, and he says that in Chanami, our Mishnah is going like Rav Elezer, and you need to have Ksivas HaGet L'shma. And the reason why our Mishnah says that a get is kosher to be written by a cheresh shaita v'katan is specifically talking about a specific scenario. And we continue on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. V'hu shayu gadol imin al gavav. It's referring to a case where the cheresh shaita v'katan had a gadol that was standing next to them, and the gadol told them to make sure to write this get lishma. And as Rashi says, va'im loik seil l'tzerich pliny, write the get l'tzerich Reuven, the kasav Rab Huna, masnisa Rab Elazar, the Rab Huna holds that Amish's goal on shita Rab Elazar to buy ksiv lishma, that since he holds that edim sirikati, therefore when it says b'chasavah, it's going on ksiv and unique ksiv lishma. And Rashi now says, if Amish is going like Rab Elazar, then how can we understand the last 5 words of a Mishnah that says she'ein kima get el b'chasamav, and b'seifet to come she'ein kima get el b'chasamav, hainu edim sirah, it's referring to the edim sirah. And Rashi continues that why did our Mishnah use a lashon of chasima if it's referring to edim sirah? The Rav Gittin and Sarim of Pnei Achaisman, because even according to Rabbi Elazar, most Gittin used to have edim chasima as well, and then they would take the get and give it to the isha in front of those same edim who now became the edim sirah, and the kashrus of the get was based on the edim sirah. And Rashi continues to tell us that the words of ein kima get el b'chasamav is not going back to the ration of Mishnah to teach us why a cheresh shaita b'katan are kasha to write a get, but it's going on the middle case of the Mishnah, where it said that a woman could write a get, and the reason is that since the ksiv saget is not the ikka of the get, and since we're going according to Rabbi Elazar and the edim sirikati, therefore the ikka part of the get is the actual handing over the get to the woman, and therefore the din is that a woman could write the get as long as the get is owned by the husband at the point that he gives the get to his wife. And some explain that the reason why the Mishnah uses a lashon she'in kima get el b'chaysamav, the word chaysamav over here doesn't mean with the signatories, but it means the thing that actually is mekayim the get and creates the actual get, and the sealing of the get is actually the edim sirah. And the Gemara continues, Omle Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, El me'ata, if you chavim v'yisol imin al gabav, hachin nami dekasha, according to Yisrara, that once you have a gabav, the imin al gabav, he can add to the get the requirement of lishma. So if so, if a guy wants to write a get, and there's Yisrael that's imin al gabav, and tells the guy to write this lishma, then l'chari it should be kasha as well, v'chitem achinami, and if you tell me, in chinami, according to Rav Huna, that the din would be that a guy could write a get, as long as there's Yisrael who's imin al gabav, v'tanya, but we have a brisa in first that says not like that, and the brisa states that a yechavim is puzzled to write a get. And the Gemara answers that there's a major chiluk between a case where there's a chereshet v'katan that writes a get and there's a gadol imel al gabav, because the gadol can now tell the chereshet v'katan what to do, and since they're simple people and they're people that don't have das, they'll actually listen to that gadol and they'll do what he says. However, yechavim l'dayt nafshei of it, even though you're going to tell a yechavim to do something, since he's a gadol and he has his mind of his own, even if you're going to tell him to write something lishma, he won't do so, and even if there's Yisrael in Mal Gabav, it can't add the element of Lishma. And Ayin Rashi who says, and as we explained, and even though the Gadol will tell him to actually have Kavanah Lishma, then maybe the guy will have his own Kavanah and do it Shalei Lishma and do it Lishem someone else. And I in Taisa Diva Maskal I Kavan L'dayt Nafshei Kavid that Teimalri the Perk Ima Midim Boy Rabbi Yehuda Mila Lishma, that we need Mila to be done Lishma. And even so, the Gemara says that a Goy should be able to do Mila, and we don't say that there's a Chesar in Lishma as L'dayt Nafshei Kavid. And therefore, Taisa brings in the name of the Ri that there's a Chilu between the Lishma that you need B'negeya Get and the Lishma that you need B'negeya Mila. As V'imri the Hoda Amma the L'dayt Nafshei Kavid Hainu Shoisa Stam that he won't have any Kavana at all. The Gabi Get Stam. And by a get, if someone doesn't have any intent at all, that's not considered a kiyum of lishma. As the Gemara states in Masechta Svachim that stam isha lav legerish neimedes avol mila stam lishma kaima. But in a gay mila, the default is that it's lishma, and therefore there should not be a chesaron for a guy to actually perform mila on Yisrael. And before we continue, let's point out two things. Number one, Rashi says ba'afu pish shezel imulei kain shema hu gam b'liba l'shemacha. So we see that Rashi seems to say not like Taisus, as he's saying that the guy is actually have kavana not to do it lishma, and it's not just stoma. And number two, we also see that according to Rashi, potentially that this is only a suffix if it's a lana give get, because shemu gam b'libul shemacha. And it's mashma that if we could ascertain that there was a gadol imel al gabav and the guy actually had kavanas lishma, then it would actually be a valid get according to Rashi. And the Rishonim discussed that why is it that b'negeya get if a gadol is imel al gabav, then there is no chesaron lishma even if it's written by a chereshet v'katan, and a katan can't do chalitza even if a gadol is imel al gabav, as it needs to be done lishma. And the Rashi Maseches Chulin Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis brings from Rabbeinu Yonah that since a person can appoint a shliach to write a get for him, so we see that ksivas haget doesn't have to be a personal act of the husband, and therefore even if a gadol is imin al gabav, the ksiva can also be kasha. Masha'ikin, since chalitza has to be done by the chalitz and it can't be given over to a shliach, therefore even if the katan has a gadol imin al gabav, it doesn't help. And finally, keep in mind that the Gemara asked a question from a brisa that stated that ivikavim pasul, and l'chira, how could the Gemara ask a question that we see that ivikavim is pasul in all cases if maybe just like we said that our Mishnah is discussing in Chereshet V'Katan where there was a Gadol Imel Al Gabav, so maybe the Brisa says it's possible where it was an Akum and any Yisrael Imel Al Gabav, but if there would be a Yisrael Imel Al Gabav, it would be Kasha. Asher, and the Mefarshim explained that since it's a Braisa, and a Braisa is not as short as a Mishnah, so if it's true that a Goy would be kosher to write a get, if there was a Yisrael Im Al Gabav, then the Braisa should have expanded and said that a Ivil Chavim cannot write a get. However, if there's a Yisrael Im Al Gabav, then it would be kosher. And the Gemara continues, Had Amr Rav Nachman, Lav Milsi, the Amri, that although Rav Nachman stated that a get that is written by a Goy is possible, even if a Yisrael is Im Al Gabav, but Rav Nachman now changes and holds that even if a Yisrael is not Im Al Gabav, a get that is written by a Goy is kosher, at least Lefi Ar Meir, since there is no requirement for a get to be written Lishma, and that is why a Mishnah stated that a Cheresh Et V'Katan can write a get, even if a Gadol is not Im Al Gabav, as a Mishnah is going like Rav Meir that holds Edich HaSimikati, and therefore, according to Rav Meir, there is no requirement for a get to be written Lishma, as when the Pasuk states V'Chasav Law, and we learn out that it has to be done Lishma, it is only referring to the Chasimus Ha'idim that must be done Lishma, and it is not referring to the Chasimus Ha'get that does not have to be done Lishma. And Rav Nachman continues, I'll bring you a riot that our Mishnah holds that a Goy can write a get, as in the next Mishnah on Armid, the Mishnah states, HaKol K'shein Lo'avis HaGet, Chut B'Chayr Shet V'Katar Nesum Ava Yivikhovim, and Yivikhovim can't deliver a get to a woman, and can't be a Shliach Le'Locha or a Shliach Le'Kabbalah. And therefore, Zok Rav Nachman, that the Mishnah Pasal Le'la Yivikhovim Le'in Yavah, since we see that the Mishnah later on only says that Yivikhovim is Pasal, but again, bringing a get to a woman, Mechlal B'Lin K'siv HaKashah, therefore it's Mashma, that a Goy can write a get for a woman, and you don't even need a Yisrael in Al Gabav, as there's no requirement to write Lishma, since our Mishnah, as well as the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, in a moment, is going Lefi Rameya. And Rashi explains that it's only B'negei bringing a get that a Goy is Pasal, Lefi She'ini B'teris Gittim V'Kedushin, Ve'in Adam Nasa Shliach L'Dov She'ini Shayach Bayi, and a person cannot become a Shliach to do something for someone else that he has no relevance to. And Rashi continues and points out something B'negei our Mishnah, B'gabik Siva Shairei, that's not only that the Mishnah discusses a Goy in the next Mishnah, but Rav Nachman is also based on the fact that in our Mishnah, the Mishnah doesn't mention a Goy at all, Shema Minah, Dafka K'tani Bavad. Therefore, we see that the Mishnah was very specific that the only time that there's a Psal of a Goy is only B'negei Havaz Haget. However, K'siva Kasha, K'tani Taimah, She'in Kim Haget El B'chay Samav. And according to Rameya, we understand the last line of the Mishnah that it's going back on the Reisha as well, and it's teaching us that the reason why a Cheresh Et V'Katan, a Kasha to write a Get, is because our Mishnah is going Lefi Shitas Rameya, that Eidei Chasimakati, and therefore when the Torah says B'chasav Lo Lishma, it's going on the main part of the Shtar, which is the Chasimah Se'idim. However, the actual body of the get does not have to be written Lishma, and that's why a Cheresh Et V'Katan, a Kasha to write a get. And Rashi points out, E Tana V'Shaya, if you're going to say that our Tana didn't say all the dinim, and really a Goy would be possible to actually write a get, Havlei Nam L'Shir B'Seifa, then L'Chir, the Mishnah on our Amid, should have also not spoken about a Goy. And since we see that the Mishnayos are discussing the dinim of a Goy, then our Mishnah, if the dinim would be that a Kavim is possible to write a get, then the Mishnah should have stated so Mefurish, and this is similar to the Lashon of the Ramban, that Ramban asked, V'Kasha, Adraba, Doi Mino, but like Tony Lake, Shema Mino Puzzle, that L'Chir, since in our Mishnah we're talking about the Kashas of a get, and we said that a Cheresh Et V'Katan is Kasha to write a get, so maybe we should actually prove by the fact that the Mishnah didn't say that a Goy is also Kasha to write a get, then it must be that it's possible for a Goy to write a get. Iklamema, Hakol Asriya Nachri, that when the Mishnah stated, Hakol Ksheirin Lichtav is a get, that's referring to a Goy, Inami, Vafilu Cheresh Et V'Katan, the Koshki Nachri Tani, that the Mishnah stated that a Cheresh Et V'Katan can write a get, and certainly a Goy is included in that as well. And the Gemara continues that L'Chir, how can you say that a Goy would be kosher to write a get? V'atani, but we have a Brice that says it's a Yivikhovim puzzle, that a Yivikhovim is puzzle to write a get. And the Gemara explains, Ahi Rebelezi, in a Chinami, that Brice is going Lefi Shita Rebelezo, the Amma Edim Sirikati, that he holds Edim Sirikati, will be in Ksiva Lishma and Lefi Rebelezo. When it says V'chasala, it's going on Ksiva of the get, and not in the Chasimus get, because of course you don't need Chasimus at all. V'avada Yivikhovim Adait Navshekovit, and as we said before, that a Yivikhovim certainly will do it on his own terms and not necessarily have Kavan Lishma, as we explained based on Shitas Rashi and Taisis beforehand. And even though previously we wrote down from Rashi that Shemahu Gam Belibul Shemacha, Rashi over here seems to say that this Vade Ipsol, as Rashi states, V'havade ki kosvi oivikhovim lav lishmahu, da oivikhovim adait nafshekovit, and it's mashma that's Vade not lishma, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Om Rav Nachman states, Oimah Rameya, the Rameya Shita is, Dafil Matsoy Ba'ashba, that even if you find a get that was written and it was in the Ashba, and it actually had the right names in the get, Chosmoy Vinosla, and then if you only signed the get lishma and you gave it to your wife, then the get would be kosher, as we know according to Rameya, since Eidei Chasimakati, so there is no requirement that Chasivas HaGet has to be done lishma. And when the Pasuk says B'chasav Lo, it's referring to the Ikka Chasivas HaGet, which are the signatures of the Edim, which validate and make this get kosher. And the Gemara continues, Eisvi Rav Nachman, the pasuk says v'chasav law, and we learn out there's a chiyuv of lishma. My lav ksiva said get, so l'chayra that's going on the actual writing of the get, and the writing of the get has to be done lishma as well. And the Gemara answers loy chasim se'edim. According to Rameya, all you need is that the chasim se'edim have to be lishma. And since Rameya holds that ede chasim akati, therefore this is the ikka part of the get. And the Gemara continues esvei Rava. Rava asked another question as the Mishnah daf chav talam and aleph, which is the first Mishnah in the third parak. The Mishnah states kol get shenichtav shloy l'shem isha pasul, that any get that's written not l'shem the isha, then it's pasul. So l'chayra if our Mishnah is going l'fi Rameya, then why would a get be pasul if it wasn't written l'shem the isha? And the Gemara answers ema shenichtav shloy l'shem isha pasul, and in the chenami, just like we explained that the pasuk says v'chasav law, and according to Rameya it's referring to chasim se'edim, as that is the ikka ksiva of the get. So therefore when the Mishnah uses the term shenichtav shloy l'shem isha, it's also borrowing the term from the Torah, and it's using the lashon ksiva to refer to the chasim se'edim. And ayin teisa diba maschol ema shenichtav shloy l'shem isha, that he points out that even though the Gemara later on will explain that the end of the Mishnah daf chav talam and aleph is certainly going like shitz Rabbi Elazar, however mikol makom mashiach litchoik v'lahamik Rameya maimid, that any part of our Mishnah is that we could be doichik and say it's going l'fish shitz Rameya, we'd rather say it's Rameya mishum the kaim law nistam asis Rameya, because we have a klal that stam mishnah is Rameya, and even though ultimately we pass like Rabbi Elazar, however l'maisa we'd rather the Mishnah is follow the shitz Rameya as stam mishnah is like Rameya, and the rest of the tesis we will speak out when we learn the Mishnah on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. And the Gemara continues with another kasha on Rav Nachman esvei kshu kaisvei kilu kaisvei lishma. The Brisa teaches us that when you write a get, it's as if you wrote it lishma. And Rashi says hachi mashma kshu kaisvei ksasa lishma. When you write part of the get lishma kilu kaisvei kulu lishma, it's as if you wrote the entire get lishma alma lishma binan. And the Gemara's havmina is my lav kshu kaisvei l'teref lishma kilu kaisvei l'teifes lishma. That when someone writes the teref, which is the ikka of the get, which Rashi called beforehand the gilui of the get, and you write that lishma, which is the shema ish, shema isha, the husband and wife's cities, the date in the get, as well as the lashon of arayot mutaris l'chol adam, even if you didn't write the rest of the get lishma, it's considered as if you had kavan lishma, and therefore, as Rashi says, alma lishma binan, so we see from this braisa that there's a requirement to have a get written lishma, and l'chari, how can you say that Rameh holds afilu matzoi ba'ashma and chasma v'naslo, that would be kasha if l'chari is a requirement for lishma? And the Gemara answers, loy, that's not pshat in the braisa, and the braisa means to say, kishu chesma lishma, as long as you had the chasim ha'edim, which were done lishma, kilu kaisvei lishma, it's as if they wrote the entire get lishma, and there's no requirement that the entire get has to be done specifically with lishma. And the Gemara continues, v'yisema, or I could give you a third teretz as to pshat in the Mishnah that we said that a chayr shayt v'katan a kasha to write a get, even though the chayr the lab neidein inu. And the Gemara explains that hani masisim money or belezehi da'ama edim b'sirikati, that just like Rav Huna explained in the first teretz, our Mishnah is going l'fi shi'itu Rav Elazar who holds edim b'sirikati, and even though according to Rav Elazar that holds edim b'sirikati, then when the Torah says v'chasav law, it's teaching us that the ksivas haget has to be done lishma, and the original question of Gemara is now applicable that v'labnei deyinenu that the chereshet v'katan don't have das and v'leyadi lichta lishma. However, Rabbi Huda Mishmuel, and it's going like Rabbi Huda Mishmuel says, v'husha shayim makam atarif, that we're referring to a case where this get was written by a chereshet v'katan, but the only part of the get that was written by the chereshet v'katan was the typhus of the get. And even though Rabbi Elazar holds that edim asirikati and v'chasav law is going on the ksivas haget, and the ksivas haget has to be done lishma, that is only referring to the ikar of get and referring to the tarif of the get, but the tarif is the get, which is the generic portion of the get, it can be done even shaloi lishma, and therefore chereshet v'katan can write the tarif of the get. And Rashi states makom ha-tarif v'chosu ben das as a tarif, and a ben das wrote the tarif, and it wasn't written by a chereshet v'katan, and this teretz of the Gemara did not want to say that Mishnah was talking about a very specific scenario where it was a gadol imel al-gabav, and he didn't want to say that our Mishnah is specifically going like Rameya, because ultimately we passing like Rabbi Elazar. And the Gemara continues, "V'chein Amr Rabbi Chaga Meshmei De'ula V'hu Sheshayim Makom HaTayif." Rabbi Elazar, that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar, and the Chereshet V'Katan only wrote the Taifis and not the Tayif. And we learned our Gemara like Rashi and Rav Rishonim. However, the Rambam actually learns when the Gemara states V'ibay Yisema, it's not giving another teretz; it's actually adding on to the previous teretz of Rav Nachman and saying that even though Rav Nachman said that as long as there's a Gadol Imed Al Gabav, a Chereshet V'Katan can write a get. However, Zok the Gemara that that's only referring to the Taifis of the get. However, benegay the tariff of the get, even if there would be a gadol im al gabav, a chereshet v'katan cannot write the tariff of the get. And although we just explained that the Gemara's third teretz starts from the words v'ibay seima, others explain that the third teretz of the Gemara starts from Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, and the v'ibay seima is coming to explain why the kashas that the Gemara brought from Rava as well as from the Braisa are not shver on Rav Nachman. And the Gemara continues, Rav Zeika on Rabbi Yechon, and Rav Zeika says over the name Rabbi Yechon, ain't a tariff, that we won't listen to your pshat, that a Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar, as a fear Rabbi Elazar, there is no way that a Chereshet V'Katan can actually write a get, as they have to do so Lishma. By the fact that the Mishnah said that a Chereshet V'Katan is Kasha to write a get, it must be that a Mishnah is going like Rameya, and my Ein Torah, and as the Gemara continues, what does it mean when he said Ein Torah, Amar Rab Abba, Kana Diyecha, She'in Koyach Lishma, that our Mishnah clearly teaches us that there is no din that there is a requirement to have Lishma by the Ksiva Seget, and that's why a Chereshet V'Katan is Kasha to write a get, Rameya, and a Mishnah is going like Rameya, the Amma Eidi Chasim Akati, and therefore we hold that when the Pasuk says B'chasavla, it's going on the Chasim Seidim, however, there's no requirement to have Lishma by the Ksiva Seget. And the Gemara continues, V'am Rabba Bachana, Amma Bechran, Rabba Lazhi, the Lachayr Rabba Bachana said over the name of Rabbi Yechon himself that the Mishnah beforehand on the Chaf Alef and Beis that states in Kaisim Mechuba is going Lufi Shitas Rabbi Elazar, and Lachayr, how could it be that the Mishnah on Chaf Alef and Beis is going like Rabbi Elazar, and our Mishnah Rabbi Yechon himself is saying is going specifically like Rameya? And the Gemara answers, Amroim Ninu Valibud Rabbi Yechon in a Chenami, there's Machlekes Amroim as to what Rabbi Yechon said. According to Rabbi Bachana, who said over the name of Rabbi Yechon that the Mishnah on the Chaf Alef and Beis is going Lufi Shitas Rabbi Elazar, then in a Chenami, Rabbi Yechon would say our Mishnah is also going like Rabbi Elazar, and he'll explain our Mishnah eat like Rav Huna or like Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, and according to Rav Zreku, who said Rabbi Yechon holds our Mishnah is going lefi Rameya, and just like Rav Nachman explained our Mishnah, then the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis is also going lefi Rameya, as Reish Lakish explained on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis. And before we continue, let's point out that lefi the three different ways to understand our Mishnah, there are two ways to explain what the Mishnah is referring to when it states Hakol Kshein Lichtav Ezeget, as according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman's explanation is referring to the writing of the entire get, both to the Tarif and to the Typhus. However, according to the third Teretz of the Gemara, then this clause is only referring to the Typhus and not to the Tarif of the get, and that can't be written by a Chereshet V'Katan. And our Mishnah begins, HaKol Kshirin L'Havis HaGet, although the Tarif states, V'Chasav L'Seif HaKrisis V'Nasim B'Yada, and a husband has to deliver a get to his wife. And certainly if he tells her Tli Gitech Malgabi Kaka, it would not be a valid Nesina, but the Mishnah teaches us that even so, a husband can appoint a Shliach Leilacha to deliver the get to his wife, and he doesn't have to personally deliver the get. However, the Mishnah continues, Chutz mecheresheit v'katan v'suma v'ayvik kechavim, a cheresheit v'katan, or a person who's blind in both his eyes, or an ayvik kechavim, cannot be a shliach l'aylacha. And the Mishnah continues, ki b'la katan v'higdol, if the katan was mekabel the get while he was a katan, and therefore at the point when he became the shliach l'aylacha, he was a katan v'higdol, and prior to delivering the get, he became a gadol, or cheresh v'nisbakech, or at the time they received the get, he was a cheresh that was in medavim v'nishemeah, and prior to delivering the get, he was able to hear. Or sumum nispateach, or he was blind at the time that he received the get from the husband, and then prior to delivery he was able to see. Or shaita v'nishtafa, or he was shaita, and then prior to delivery he became well and he was sane. Or ibikachavim, or originally was ibikachavim, and then he became a ger at the point of delivery of the get. Puzzle in all those cases it would still be puzzle. Av bikech v'nischarish v'nichazav nispakech. But if originally when he became a shliach leilacha he was a bikech, and then he became a cherish, and then he was a nispakech, or pesuach, or at the time that he received the get from the husband, he was able to see, v'nistama, then became blind, v'chazav v'nispatach, and afterwards he became well again, he was able to see. And the Gemara will point out that in the case of a suma, as long as he was able to see at the point that he received the get from the husband, then even though he became a suma afterwards, and he never was healed, and he delivered the get to the wife when he was still blind, that would still be valid. And when the Mishnah used the term v'chazav v'nispatach, it's agav grora, and it's only based on the other case of the Mishnah where it's dafka. And the Mishnah continues, shofri v'nishtata v'chazav v'nishtafa, if the shliach l'lach was saying, and then he became a shaita, and he was then well at the time that he delivered the get, then kosher, in all these cases, the get would be kosher. And the Mishnah ends off, Zaklal, this is the general rule, kosher tchilas v'sefer b'das, kosher, that as long as the shliach at the beginning and the end had das, then the get would be kosher. And the Gemara begins, Bishleim cheresheit v'katan t'la b'nei de'en, and we understand why a cheresheit v'katan cannot be a shliach l'ilacha, because they're not b'nei das. And as Rashi says, v'gabi shlichus ishbin of l'katan, and b'degei shlichus, we have to have a person that's a gadol and not a katan. As in Masechet Kedushin and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara learns out shlichus v'yichulhem ishzel beis avos, and echad lekech lekulon, and one person to take a seah for everyone, and he could be a shliach. And over there, the pasuk says ish, and therefore we learn out ish v'loy katan. And the reason a katan can't be a shliach is because he's labnei deinenu, and therefore by extension the same din applies to a chereshet shoyta. And the Gemara continues, if chavim nami the lab bar hetero, that if chavim also is not in the pasuk shlichus because he's not bar hetero, as Rashi says, the inland kedushin ve'in gittin noyegaben, that since they're not in teres kedushin and gittin, therefore v'midi nafshei g'loy chazi. And since he has no connection to Kedushin and Gittin, therefore, he can't become a shliach for others either. And the Gemara asks, Al Suma, my loy, why can't a Suma deliver a get? And on Rav Sheshes, who was sagging Noah, he actually says that the reason is because he doesn't know who he's taking it from and who's giving it to. And Taisa said, Mikam Mashmo from Rav Sheshes Mishnah's Teretz is mashma that tzarich shiyaka shliach shezeru baal v'zui ishtoi, that the shliach has to know and recognize that this is the husband and this is the wife. And l'chayr, of course, this would be a major nafkamina l'alocha. And Taita said v'shem yesh l'chalak, and it's possible with human l'chalak the dafka suma that's only been the gay suma sheyochel ataisa v'yesh l'chaz yeshes shem yato, that there's an actual potential that people could actually cause him to make a mistake, and therefore we're much more concerned about a suma, and that's why it can't be a shliach l'alocha. However, by a regular person who's not blind, since it's much more difficult to fool them, then there's no requirement that he has to actually know who the husband is and who the wife is. And as long as someone tells him that I'm Reuven and go deliver this to my wife Rachel, and he goes and finds this woman Rachel, then that would be a valid get. And the Gemara continues, Maskel Rabbeisif, who again was a Sagin Nar, he asked a question of Sheshes, Heich Suma Mutta Beishtoi, that how could it be a Suma is Mutta to actually have any relationship with his wife, as Lemaisa, maybe he'll be fooled and he'll think that this is his wife and really it's another woman, and Heich Bin Adam and Tarmanish the same Balaila, and how's a Mutta for a woman to have relationship with her husband at night if you can't see this woman and maybe she's not your wife? El b'tfis ina dekola, it must be because a person could recognize the person's voice, and hachinam b'tfis ina dekola, and therefore b'negei asuma as well, there's no problem that he can't see, and this can't be the issue. Why can't be shliach l'alecha, as a suma can recognize a person's voice? El rabbeisif, and therefore rabbeisif explains that the reason why a suma cannot be shliach l'alecha is hacha b'chutz l'aretz askinan. Our mishnah specifically talking about chutz l'aretz, the b'ilam eim b'fani nechtam, we have to say that I saw the ksivas aget and I saw the chesimus aedim, and a suma can't say so because it's impossible for him to have seen the ksivas aget and the chesimus aedim, and therefore, of course, it must be that the mishnah is talking about a suma b'shteinov who can't see it all. And the gemara continues and brings the point that we mentioned in the mishnah. Amle abayis, abayis said to his rabbi Rabbeisif, el me'ata pesuch benistama de matzi amar hachinami de kasha, the lechera, if there's a person who was able to see at the time that he received the get and he was able to see that the ksiva was lishma and the chesimus was lishma, and only afterwards he became blind and he delivered the get while he was blind, then l'chayr the get should be kasha. And Abaye asked, "Vaktani b'lemaisin the sefer the Mishnah we stated that pesuch v'nistama b'chazav v'spatach kasha. If someone was able to see at the point that he became a shliach l'alecha and then he became blind, and at the point that he actually delivered the get to the wife, he was able to see, then it would be kasha. And it's mashma chazav v'spatach in that the only time it would be kasha is only if at the time that he actually delivered the get he was able to see haloi chazav v'spatach loy. But if he was not able to see at that point, then he would not be kasha. And l'chayr, why should that be? If l'maisa he could testify b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam, and the Gemara answers in chenami who adin the afagav loy chazav v'spatach, then the suma is not possible to deliver a get if at the point that he received the get from the husband he actually was able to see and he was able to say testimony that b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam ba'aydi tani shofar v'nishtato v'chazav v'nishtafo. And since in the other two cases of the Mishnah we spoke about a case where the person had to be kasha both at the time when he received the get from the husband and at the time they delivered the get, and time of the chazav v'nishtafo haloi chazav v'nishtafo loy, but if he's still a shaita, then of course he can't deliver the get. So tani nam besuach v'nistam v'chazav v'nispatach, and therefore in order to have a symmetrical Mishnah, the Mishnah also mentions the case of besuach v'nistam v'chazav v'nispatach. But in chenami, there's no requirement that at the time they delivered his get that he has to be well, and even if at that point he was still blind, he's able to say v'fani nechtam v'fani nechtam, and therefore the get would be valid. And l'chayr tzarich bia, why did the Gemara bring from the case of shofar v'nishtato v'chazav v'nishtafo? If l'chayr the Gemara could have brought from the first case of the sefer of v'kech v'nischarish v'chazav v'nispakach. However, it's possible that the Gemara wanted to show that there are actually two cases of the Mishnah where it had to be that the person was well both at the time that the husband gave him the get and at the time of delivery, and that's why agav those two cases. Therefore, we say b'negei the case of a suma pasuch v'nistama v'chazav v'nispatach. And the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Ashi states, "Dekanami, I'll bring you right. It is proper pshat in the Mishnah, and when the Mishnah says pasuch v'nistama v'chazav v'nispatach, it's lav davka that it was chazav v'nispatach. As the Tani, since at the end of the Mishnah gave us a general rule, Zeh klal kol shetchilasa v'sefer b'das kasha, v'loy Tani kol shetchilasa v'sefer b'kashrus kasha shma minor." That since the Mishnah stated that the requirement is that at the beginning at the end you have to be a bar das, and that of course refers very well to the case where a person became a cheresh or in the case where he was a shaita. However, this lashon doesn't fit in with a suma because a suma is a bar das, and therefore the Mishnah should have said that kol shetchilasa v'sefer b'kashrus, which would include a suma as well. And by the fact that the Mishnah didn't say it, so it must be that the Mishnah is trying to tell us that in chenami b'negei asuma you don't have to have tchilas of a sefer b'kashrus, as even if he's blind at the point that he delivers the get, it would be a valid get, as l'maisa since he saw the ksiva and the chesimas haget and it was done l'shma, and he therefore can say b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam, therefore the get would be kasha, and even though at the time that he delivered the get he was still a suma. And the Gemara continues, b'yimine rabbi, they asked the shaila from rabbi, eved ma'u shiyas shliach l'kabel get isha miyad baila, then our Mishnah we only spoke about the did of a guy, and we said that an oivik chavim cannot be a shliach l'alecha, and they asked Rabbi Ami, can and you actually appoint an Eved Kenani to be a Shlich LeKabbalah, to be Mekabel the get of a woman from her husband. And Rashi points out that we're not talking about a woman's own Eved, as certainly that's considered like a Yad, as Yada Eved Ki Yada Baal, and therefore, of course, that would be a valid Kabbalah Saget, as if she's actually receiving the get. But over here, the question is, can you appoint someone else's Eved Kenani to be your Shlich LeKabbalah? And Rashi says that even though the Gemara is asking this question, but again, a Shlich LeKabbalah, v'hu adin nami lo'ilocha, that the Gemara Shaila is even b'negei and Eved Kenani being a shliach loylocha, the kula chad taimi, because both of them would have the same reasoning. Al kachos the shaila beis hamedrash, but the ma'aser shaila that came up to Rabami was b'negei a shliach lekabbalah. However, there's a famous Rim Megash that learns that the Gemara shaila is specifically b'negei a shliach lekabbalah, and he learns that b'negei a shliach loylocha there would be no shaila, and certainly an Eved Kenani can be a shliach loylocha, as the ma'aser he's not actually performing any duty and he's just acting as a go between to take a get from the husband to the wife. But the ma'aser, the actual Nesina Saget was done by the man, and the actual Kabbalah Saget was done by the woman, and therefore there's no issue in that case. However, the Shaila is Menegei Shlich LeKabbalah, where he's actually effectuating the get, and this woman will no longer be an Eishes Ish based on his Kabbalah Saget. So maybe the din is that Eved Kenani cannot be a Shlich LeKabbalah, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Amar Lahu, so Rabbi Ami responded, since in our Mishnah we specifically said that Eved Kavim is possible to be a Shlich LeLocha, and we didn't speak about an Eved, and we continue on Daf Chav Gimel and Beis, Mechlal the Eved Kasha. Therefore, it seems that an Eved Kenani would be kosher to be a Shlech Lailacha, and as Rashi says, since he'll be kosher as a Shlech Lailacha, therefore he'll be kosher as a Shlech Kabbalah as well, as there should be no chiluk between both of them. And if someone's kosher to be a Shlech Lailacha, then there'll also be a kosher to be a Shlech Lekabbalah. And the Gemara continues, however, even though Rabbi Ami said over the name of Rabbi Yechon that Eved Kenani is kosher to be a Shlech, however, Rabbi Asi says the name of Rabbi Yechon, "Ein ever nasa shliach lekabel get liyishum yad bayla lefishenu b'teres gitum ekdushin." Then an Eved Kenani cannot become a shliach lekabela for a woman, as since he's not the pasha of gitum kedushin, therefore it's not shayach that he should be a shliach to actually effectuate something that's not relevant to him. And of course, even though we're learning our Gemara like Rashi, however, always keep in mind the Shita Rim Megash. And of course, this member of Rashi again speaks about a shliach lekabela, and once again, it's mashma like the Rim Megash that the shayla of the Gemara was dafka b'negei a shliach lekabela and not b'negei a shliach leilacha. And the Gemara asked the following shayla, maskula Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar asked the following shayla on Rabbi Asi, taima b'milsa d'leisa, that the only reason why the Eved Kenani cannot be a shliach is because he's not in the pasha of Gittin and Kedushin, ha b'milsa d'isei kasha, but would you say the Eved Kenani can be a shliach for Yisrael in something where he's relevant to, and as Rashi brings down, could gain truma, such as truma, sh'os lev lechel tevel, as certainly an Eved is osadi tevel, as he is shayach to every single mitzvah in the Torah, just like an isha, v'im yesh le tevel and how is it possible for Eved Kenani to actually have a case where he has tevel? Is in a case where a person gives him a matana and he says, and therefore he could take off his own truma. And since he's able to take off his own truma, so he should also be able to be a shliach to take off truma for his master. And Rabbi Elazar therefore asks, but we find by Eved Kenani and Kuti, there's no b'teres truma to Navshayu, because it's possible they could take off truma for themselves. The Tanan, as the Mishnah Masechta Truma says, take off truma of their own tefua, trumasim truma, their truma is a valid truma, and even though they can take off their own truma, v'tnan, and we have a Mishnah Masechta Truma that states, Ivikom Shatarm Shal Yisrael, Afil Bishus, ain't trumasim truma, that if Ivikom takes off truma for Yisrael, even though the Yisrael gave him Rishus and made him a Shliach, the truma is not considered a valid truma, as he can't be a Shliach b'negei truma, and l'chay, why can't he be a Shliach if he's Isay b'teres truma? And therefore, Rabbi Elazar concludes, my time, that what is the reason that a goy cannot be a Shliach to take off truma for Yisrael? Lab Meshum Dechsev, it must be because the Torah says, B'negei Truma, Gam Atem, as the Pasuk says, Kein Terumu Gam Atem, Chumas Hashem, Mekol Mai Susechem, Asher Tikru Me'es B'nei Yisrael, Unisatem Yimene, was Chumas Hashem, La'aron HaKoyin. And by the fact that it says, Loshen Gam Atem, instead of saying, Kein Terumu Atem, therefore we learn out the whole concept of Shlichus B'negei Truma from the word Gam Atem. And since the Pasuk says, Me'es B'nei Yisrael, so Makish the Shliach to the Meshaleach, and we learn out, Ma'atem Yisrael, just like the Meshaleach is Yisrael, Yisrael, so Yishliach must also be Yisrael, and it's coming lafuke in Akum, and therefore L'chira, just like it's coming lafuke in Akum, who's not a Yisrael, so an Eved Kenani is also not a full-fledged Yisrael, and even though it may be true that an Eved Kenani could take off his own Truma, but he still should not be able to take off Truma as a Shliach for Yisrael. And the Gemara responds, Amri debei Rabbi Yanai, that they taught in the Yeshiva Rabbi Yanai, Loi, that's not the way we actually have the Limud b'negei Truma, and the way we actually should have the Limud is Ma'atim b'nei Bris, just like the Shliach has to be a b'nei Bris,
And as Rashi says, he's Me'ulim, he has Mila, Ubo B'Bris Mitzvah, and he came into the covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has a requirement to do mitzvahs, Avshul Chachem B'nei Bris, and therefore, in order to be a Shliach, in order to take off Truma for Yisrael, you have to be a B'nei Bris, and a Goy does not have a Chi of a Mila, and is not included in the Bris of mitzvahs, and therefore, he can't be a Shliach to take off Truma for Yisrael. However, since an Eved Kanani is Mol, and he's also in the covenant and in the Bris of mitzvahs, therefore, he can be a Shliach for Yisrael to take off Truma. And Rashi points out that how do we see that Eved Kanani is in the Bris of mitzvahs? Aval Eved ben Brisu, dechsiv, as the Pasuk says in Azinu, mechoyte veitzecha ad shayev memecha, referring to Avod and Kananim. And before we continue, let's just point out that the Gemara mentioned that a Goy could take off Truma from his own Tfuah, and Rashi points out that the Mishnah in Masechtas Trumas holds like the Manda Omer hold that ain't kinyan Eved Kachavim Be'eretz Yisrael, lafkiyah mekdushas Maisa, that even if a Goy owns property in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have the ability to remove it from the kedushas Maisa, and he still has to take off Trumas and Maisas, and he can take off his own Trumas and Maisas, and it would be Chal, because the Hegdash Eved Kachavim is Hegdash, ki dalfinan, as we learn in Masechtas Chulin, me'ish ish, l'rabbis says Eved Kachavim, she'noidrim l'dorim l'dorvis ki Yisrael, and therefore they can take off Trumas and Maisas from their own Tfuah as well. And Ayin Taisa Diba Maschal Eved Kachavim, where he brings that even according to the Manda Omer, that yesh kinyan Eved Kachavim Be'eretz Yisrael, lafkiyah mekdushas Maisa, that's still possible to explain why the Mishnah Masechtas Truma states that Eved Kachavim Vakuti she'tar mishlehem that shumasam truma ayin sham. And also ayin tesis at the top of the Amid in Diba Maschal ina Eved Nasa Shliach, where tesis says that Lachira according to this member of Abasi and Nimer Bechron that an Eved Kanani cannot be a Shliach Kabbalah. So Lachira, why did the Mishnah say that a Goy can't be a Shliach if Lachira would have been a greater Chiddush for the Mishnah to have taught us that Eved Kanani cannot be a Shliach, and then we would know that certainly a Goy cannot be a Shliach. And ayin tesis where he says that it's possible that there's a greater chiddush b'negei a goy in a case where the goy has mind to become a ger ayin sham. And the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Echron. Rabbi Abba says the name Rabbi Echron, the same member that Rabbi Asi said the name Rabbi Echron, that ain't ever nasa shliach l'kabel get isha mi'ad bayla l'fi she'ena b'teres get the v'kedushin. And then he continues. Ba'afal pisha sheninu. And even though we learned harei at shifcha uvlotcha ben chayin, that if a man says to his shifcha that you should remain a shifcha, however your child should be a ben chayin, then him ha'isa ubra zachsalay if she was pregnant at that time, then the mother is able to be zeicha in the get shichur for a child, and the child will go out lechiris. Now the mashmois of the member of Chiyah Ba'aba Nei Rabbi Echron is that there's some sort of connection between the first member of Rabbi Echron and the second member, and that's why he says Va'afal Pisha Shininu. The Gemara asks, Mayim Haisa Uber Zachsalai, the lechir, what is the connection between the member of Rabbi Echron of Im Haisa Uber Zachsalai to the first case of Rabbi Echron? And as Rashi says, Ma'in in Shichur Eitzel Get Isha, lechir, what is the shaychus of the din of a get shichur to the din of a get Isha? The Kama Afal Pisha Shininu, Havada B'Tayr Shichur Isay, but lechir, certainly she has a right to be a shliach for her child, as even though an Eved cannot be a shliach l'kabbalah, that's because he's ain't a b'teres gittim mekedushin, and therefore b'milsad leisei he can't be a shliach. However, shifcha kananis can accept her own get shichra, and therefore it's milsad isei, and therefore certainly she could accept a get shichra for a child. And the Gemara answers ki us Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar, when Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael, he said Rav Yechon Tati Amar. Rav Yechon actually was saying two different dinim. Number one, he said that Eved Kanani cannot be a shliach l'kabbalah for a get isha, and when Rav Chiyah Ba'aba said the name Rav Yechon va'afal pi sheshininu, that is actually going on a second din that Rav Yechon stated. And the second din Rav Yechon stated is as follows: Nirom Dvarim she'evim mekabel get l'chaveri miyad rabbi shechaveri avaloi miyad rabbi sheloi. That although there's a din that Eved could be mekabel the get of his friend from his master, that is only if he was accepting the get shichra from a master that's not his own. So, for example, the Eved of Reuven can accept the get shichra for the Eved of Shimon from Shimon, as in that case Shimon is taking get shichra and giving it to the Eved of Reuven. And as we said before, that since it's Milsa the Isay, as an Eved is in the Pasha of Get Shichra, therefore Reuven Shliach could be a Shliach L'Kabbalah for the Eved of Reuven. But if Reuven owns two Avadim, then Eved number one cannot accept the Get Shichra for Eved number two, because at that point, even though Reuven gave an actual document to the hand of Eved number one, but as Rashi tells us, the Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi Domi, that the hand of the Eved is mamish like it's in the hand of his master, and a Cheshemasur B'yodai Lo Yotze Get Mershusai. And even though Reuven physically gave the Get Shichra to Eved number one, but the Maisa didn't go out of the Zoshus, and therefore there was no transaction that actually occurred. And Rashi just points out, for Avagav the Eved Makabal Get La'atzmai, and even though an Eved could be Makabal his own Get, Hasamu the Gita V'yodai Bon Kechod, that's because at the time that he receives the Get, at that same moment, his Get and his Yad come together, and it can go out the Shichra, but that's only relevant to his own Shichra, Avalachrin Eloi, but that doesn't work for another Eved that's owned by the same master. And it is regarding this point where Rav Chiyah Ba'aba in the name of Rabbi Yechon continued and said, and as the Gemara now continues, that Rabbi Yechon was saying as follows, that if a person will think to say, that how could I say that Evan number one cannot accept a get shikra for Evan number two if they're owned by the same master, if we have a din that we learned that a mother can accept a get shikra for Ubra even though they're owned by the same master? And that the Gemara answers, that between them they explain this idea, and they explain that there's a difference between a mother accepting a get shikra for a Vlad or a case where Evan number one accepts a get shikra for Evan number two and they have the same master. As Rab Zera, Rab Shul, Rab Yitzchak, Chada Amar Hamani Rabbi, then one explains that this member is going like the Shita of Rabbi, the Amar that Rabbi holds, Hamashachar Chatzi Avda Yikona, that if a master gives his Evan a get shikra for half of his Avdos, then the din is that he could be koina even that half. And even though the Adam still owns half of the Eved, we still don't say Yad Eved ki Yad Rabbi, and the Get Shikra which still works. V'chad Amar, my time at the Rebbe Bahar, and Rashi says, V'chad Amar, Moisef of Messiah and Pirush Adavo, he adds on, and he explains further, that my time at the Rebbe Bahar, holoi chetzi avdahu, it's not half of his Eved, the Trey Gufininu, as Lamaisa, the mother and the Ubar, are two separate entities. And he explains, because Kasava Rebbe holds Ubar Yerachimahu, that Ubar is considered like the thigh of his mother, V'nasa Kami, Shehiknol Echam Evra, and as Rashi says, V'havale kechetzi gufa, and it's as if the master gave her over half of her body, and that works, and therefore the same applies to the Uba. And even though the Gemara says this as a milsa pshita, but Taisus asks in Dibur Maskal v'nasa kami shehikna la echam evra tamelari that lachir b'negeda Uba heich zachsalai, how could it be that the mother can be zeicha for Uba as even though Uba yarech imai, but the maisa she doesn't have a yad because yada is kiyad rabba, and bishlema when a master goes and says I'm giving you a get shikha and you should be cleaning your entire body, so then of course we say git of yada bon gechad. But lachir in this case where you're trying to be Meshachar the Ubar, and Lechayor, even in the case of Rebbe, of a Meshachar Chetzi Avdoi, that he's Koina, that Lechayor, how can you be Koina if we should say Yad Avdoi Ki Yad Rabbi, and Ayin and Taisis, who doesn't give an answer to this question, and we will stop over here.